A telephone operator reminds me of a good Baba story. You want to hear it, Lode? There was a... What happened was that there was a family who used to come to Baba. And in the family was the daughter. Whenever Baba would go to Nagpur, so this is happening in Nagpur.
Some time ago,
long back. In the 30s, 40s, like that. So, the family would come. And the daughter was growing and all that. She was in college now. And Baba would every time inquire, so how are you? Do you remember me? Do you love me? Do this and that. And says, yes, Baba and all that. Family loved Baba and all that. Then she became a telephone operator. After her studies, she wanted a job. She was a very outgoing girl. So she had that job in the telephone exchange. So when they came next to Baba, said, well, how are you? What are you doing now? So she said, I'm a telephone operator now. Baba said, you're working? Says, yes. You like the work? Says, yeah, I like the work. But then I'm terrified. Says, you like the work and you're terrified with what? What frightens you? Says, you know, Baba, thing is that, you know, my home is far away in the city and I have to cross the distance and sometimes I get my turn, say from midnight to 4 o'clock, 3 o'clock, like that. You must be knowing that, yeah, different hours of the night and day and all that, shifts are there. So when my shift is, that when I finish my shift at about say 2:30 or 3 o'clock, then I have to go all by myself alone. So Baba is surprised, alone? There's nobody by your side. So nobody is there. Now you know, Baba, I have to cross through a stretch, an area where there's nobody there. And I get very frightened. She says, how come that you are all alone? I did not know that you were alone. She says, yes, nobody is with me. So am I not with you? Am I not with you? She says, ah, yeah, but I don't see you. I don't see you. She said, now don't get frightened. Remember one thing, always remember me. And if there is any emergency, call out to me and I will be there. Such a great gift now Baba gives this young woman. And she said, will you remember me and call out to me? She says, yeah. Don't get frightened. I'm there with you. Well, she went back and everything is forgotten by us, of course. Naturally, people come and people go and all. So years are passing by. And for quite a long time, they did not come. After some years, say 4 or 5 years, they came, the family came. So again, Baba is very happy to see them and all that. Then Baba says, well, are you still frightened? She says, no. Why? What happened? Now you can see me? You can... So, yes. What happened? Baba is surprised himself. Expresses surprise. So she tells the story. So what happened was that there came a day when, naturally when she was earning a lot and all that, then she had a rickshaw of her own. A rickshaw driver, cycle rickshaw. So her own person, trusted one, would wait there for her and take her in rickshaw instead of this. She says, oh, now you have a rickshaw man that kept you company. She says, no, you gave me company. She says, what happened? So she is telling the story that one day while we were going back home, must be about 3 o'clock in the night or 2:30 like that, when my duties were off. So as usual I went. It was a moonlight night. And then all of a sudden, my rickshawala turns to me and says, bye. Bye means madam. I fear that there is some persons around here. Says, who are they? Where? Says, there is a culvert there, I saw some heads hiding there, and we have to pass by that. So she got frightened, I got frightened, I completely forgot about you, Baba. But then I remembered one thing, that you said you call out to me. So all I did was, I started shouting out your name. Baba! Mer Baba! Mer Baba! And sure enough, I heard voices. Yeah, we are coming with you. We are following you. We are back at, we are there. We are coming. Not one voice, but so many voices were there. So when they heard that there are people following her, so they quietly, stealthily went out. We saw them going out from there. And we were safe. So see how I am there with you. Call out to me.
Yeah. Baba's brother used to, when he was fighting, Baba told me, just dying in your Baba, like this, no?
Yeah.
He told me.